Talking about the environment today with my two co-hosts, Dylan Dolan of Forward Thinking. Dylan is a coach and a trainer, and also a green. You're green, aren't you?
We're green enthusiasts.
Yes.
It's one of those things that always comes up about what I can do better. I actually did at one point start lining up a contract with a corporate social responsibility agency in Greece, because I thought if I could combine my professional work with something that I really care about, it would be a huge satisfaction to me. Sadly, that happened just at the banking crisis, so that wasn't a main focus for business.
Yeah. So something that that you're really conscious of and aware of, the environment, and environmental consultant Lloyd Clark from Worley Parsons here, and Lloyd's the expert, and I think one of the first environmentalists to be here in the UAE, and we've been asking you this morning, what is it that concerns you about the environment? What's your biggest worry? And someone's SMS'd in, Bernard's SMS'd in with a tip, actually, something you could do to help. And we were talking about the domestic in the house, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And Bernard's suggesting to maybe help raise awareness and educate your staff, housemaids, office boy, labourer, etc., but also offer incentives with a reward programme. And there's an idea. Kevin SMS'd in earlier as well when we were talking about plastics biodegradable, but also does it mean that if you go green, if you're environmentally conscious, then it's going to cost you more money? And we've got Kevin on the line here. Very good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning. Good morning to you all.
Thank you very much for your SMS. And so your company's descale.me is the website.
Yeah.
Tell us about your company.
Well, my brother-in-law is the agent and distributor in the UK and Europe. And after a discussion when he was in Dubai about some of his major clients, including the UK Navy and the US Navy and a few others, we got discussing the problem of industrial descaling, which, if I put it in simple terms, like the white stuff you see in the kettle when it creates scale, and then you can use vinegar or something to get rid of the scale. On an industrial scale, obviously the damage to the environment of using acids or other forms of descaling is immense, and what our product is essentially an environmentally friendly, a biodegradable version, which is much less damaging to, first of all, the equipment that is being used, being descaled, and then obviously the environment. But the biggest, perhaps the biggest barrier here to making a positive decision to use our product rather than the current alternatives is one of cost. We are slightly more expensive in terms of simply comparing our product with the current ones, but how do you cost the environmental damage? And how can I or we persuade the accountants and the the people looking at the bottom line to include the cost to the environment as part of their calculation? Now, it's in Europe, where there is a lot of legislation, obviously. In this part of the world, there is legislation coming in the ports, in the dry docks, in some of the, in Masdar City, for example. But, you know, an awful lot of this this work is done in small workshops and, out of sight, out of mind. And, in Europe, you can't do that anymore. In the US, you can't do it anymore. And so we vastly outsell per capita or per, industrial operation in Europe and in the US than we do here. So, it's this question of, how much does yours cost? It costs X. Well, I can get it for X minus 10%, so I'll use that one. Well, that's the end of the discussion for companies.
And that's what we've been talking about already, Kevin, isn't it? Is the fact that because there's not a priority on recycling at the moment, there's not such a focus. I think these sorts of things start, same with the CSR initiatives, they do start a lot with people at home at a grassroots level who then go to the workplace and say, actually, these are now my values of what I think is the way we should be operating within the world, which then has created the drive for companies to have more of a sustainable focus. But then that also does need to be supported at a governmental level, where they start introducing the right policies, they start introducing the right fines, they start introducing the right guidance, and that, you know, that's where I think we need, it needs to be increased a little bit, where people are demanding it within the workplace, saying this is what we should be doing, and then there is the, you know, the penalties, there is the legislation that's introduced to actually support that as well, so that there's, there becomes a much narrower scope that companies can go down.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, I've been involved, you know, a couple of years ago with a company who were trying to encourage recycling of drinks containers. In fact, one of the biggest, you know, contributors to landfill in this part of the world is you know, discarded drinks containers. And, you know, they're unfortunately, on the one hand, it's very good for the consumer that they're extremely cheap still, despite the fact they've just gone up about 50%. But, you know, it's a sort of £1.50 a can or a bottle. It's very, very cheap. You know, the deposit that one pays, according to the legislation in, I think, 11 or 12 states in the US and all over Europe, for that you pay a deposit, which you then get back when you recycle, of course, is in Europe, is about the same as the cost of the whole product here. So, you know, trying to bring in legislation which would encourage people, you'd have to, say, add 10 fills to the cost of a can. Now, would that make any difference to the majority of people? Probably not. But if you're talking about incentives for, you know, housemaids and car cleaners and so on, every single can and bottle and drinks container would be collected.
I think it's a really
never get them thrown away.
And that's right. I mean, I can remember as a child in the UK, you used to return your bottles and get money back, didn't you? And I, you know, so your mum would send you off. It was a great thrill as a kid to go and do that. And you know, there are ways to move forward.
And legislation really needs to help us out here. We really need to push things through, and they really need to police it a lot more. Their legislation is coming quite nicely in Abu Dhabi especially, but UAE as a whole. They need stronger policing of it, because as you say, even though a lot of legislation is actually in place now, there was a EAD released a huge amount of legislation last year, but it's still being pushed to one side, as it were, and people are kind of ignoring it until someone jumps on them and says, no, you really must do this. But I think there's a few things on your side, like the fact that legislation is coming very strongly and very quickly. But also you've got things like liability, which are becoming big issues. Environmental liability. People need to look down the line and say, well, what impacts did I do? Because someone's going to come back to them at some point and say, well, this was your impact. You did this because you didn't follow the correct processes and protocols, and now you're going to have to pay us this.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I think, you know, if we can persuade companies that do this work in-house that to use the product, then great. We're talking to a couple of large companies in Abu Dhabi. We've been in touch with two or three companies in Saudi and Kuwait. We've also had recently an order from Jordan, you know, who actually we got through the site. So there is interest, and we as I said at the beginning, we're pushing at open doors. We just need a little bit of help from time to time, and this, you know, I hope is not just an unashamed plug for us.
Exactly. I know. I get that. I'm asking everybody today, Kevin, what it is that you know, concerns you the most about the environment today, and obviously you've got concerns there with regards, you know, people's perception of you know, being green, being eco-friendly. But for you personally, what is it that's concerning you the most today?
Well, I think, you know, when we talk of, you know, what we as individuals can do, which we do at home, recycling and these sort of things, which on an individual level, you know, it's a bit like saying you can't affect the government by, you know, only one vote. But, of course, you can. It's not an excuse not to vote. So individually, we can all do something. But for me, it's at the industrial level. You know, we see the kind of things that are being brought in, and they are, which is good, legislation-wise, but we see still that there is a much lower priority at that industrial level for things which are environmentally friendly and compared with Europe and the US.
And so, I think the economic downturn really scuppered progress in the Middle East, and UAE especially. And when I first got here almost 4 years ago now, I came here because this was a very up-and-coming region, and that really put pay to a lot of that. It's, every company was interested in the environment and having mm-hmm. that on their remit, but and then all of a sudden money became so tight at a really bad time for that. And that has hampered things, but it is coming, and I really feel sure it's going to progress quite strongly in the Middle East.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think if you'd asked me, if you'd asked me now what I know of the time at which we decided to set this up, would I do it again? Well, we've had a couple of pretty tough years.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not easy now. We have stock, we're ready to go, and you know, we are beginning to make inroads, but we've had to fund the business for 2.5 years, and that's not easy.
Mm.
So it's my biggest concern is probably a warehouse full of stock.
Yeah, right. Sure. And interesting as well, Kevin, is that you were here in the Emirates 30 years ago, weren't you? And then you came back, so you've seen an awful lot of change here.
Yes, and I think one has to take one's hat off. I think Dubai and the UAE has been written off many times over the last 30 odd years, and I've seen that from both here and from abroad. But the progress is unbelievable,
yeah.
And I'm not complaining about the lack of priority for the environment, because it is something, at least with this show, with others who are talking about it, it is becoming more important. And the Green Building Council, yeah. Solar energy, all sorts of things which are much more high profile now, certainly than they weren't even thought about 30 years ago.
And you mentioned Masdar as well as a leading project in this region. It's great for awareness generally and showing the region what can be done here, that type of thing is great.
Kevin, thanks so much for
contributing
today. I know you're a regular listener. I do spot your texts, and so do keep listening, and all the very best with the company. You can check it out online, www.dscale.me. And speak to you again very soon.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Thank
thanks.
You. Good
Take
morning.
Thanks,
Kevin.
You
all. Thank you.
Thank you very much.